I think when you're given your PhD title and you look at the work of your researcher, it's kind of like building a map of, you work out who the big names are in your field, you start collecting pieces of evidence from all those groups and putting it together like a jigsaw. You sort of go back and you're like, okay, so this guy worked this out first, and then it was developed by this group, then it moved over to here. And if you can just kind of get a feel for your area, start to recognize the names on papers. And I see a name like, oh, I know what she did before, or, oh, I recognize he did this last time. So just getting a general feel for your area, even if you don't learn anything that's specific for your PhD, I think it can be a really confidence building activity. Just going in feeling like you at least know something. I had an Excel spreadsheet where I like dumped the title of the paper. Sometimes I like just taking the pictures from papers, especially science papers, like the all the key stuff. A good paper, I think, is always, you can kind of look at the pictures and work out what's going on without having to read it. So sometimes literally just like screen grabbing pictures that are good is, I'm quite visual, so that helps me. I think in terms of like knowledge, probably didn't make that much of a difference. So if you haven't done it, I don't think it really matters. In terms of soothing my own anxieties, I think it really helped with that. I think a lot of it was more of an exercise for me than it was like an actual useful thing to do. I think it depends massively what you're like as a person. Some people can be quite confident and think, well, I know that when I get there, I'll be able to do it, so I don't need to worry. Whereas I'm more of a chronic worrier who wants to constantly be like, can I do it? Am I okay? Am I doing the right thing? Is this all right? So I think it was more of a good exercise for me than it was like an actual academic pursuit.